The image of the village is enhanced by marked historical elements dating back to the distant past of Cyprus. In addition, it has a number of significant churches and chapels. Agios Iakovos o Persis, St. James the Persian. The church was built at the beginning of the 19th century in the village square. It is made of stone, with its north wall measuring 2 meters in thickness. It is a single-aisled Gothic-style church with a tiled roof. The icon of the saint is the work of Cretan painter John Cornaro. The saint is depicted frontally, from the thighs up, flanked by 2 angels. The lower part of the icon depicts his martyrdom. The great martyr lived in the Persian city of Vithlava, in the land of Eleusision, in the late 4th to early 5th centuries, that's 395 to 421 AD. He was a proud and honourable man, and greatly loved by Isdigerdis, king of the Persians. So strong was the bond of friendship that it led St. James to deny Christ and accept the king's love and friendship. His mother and his wife, both devout women, persuaded him to revert to the Christian faith. The king considered this change of heart as a breach of loyalty and ordered that the saint be put to death. St. James's memory is honoured on the 27th of November. Agia Paraskevi. The church of the great martyr Agia Paraskevi is located to the northwest of the village, off the Lefkosia-Lemesos motorway. It was built of stone in mid-19th century and was restored around 1997. Agia Paraskevi's memory is honoured on the 26th of July. Chapel of Agios Georgios Tropeoforos, St. George the Trophy Bearer. The chapel is situated to the west of Panaia du Cambu, at a distance of 4 kilometres from the village. It is stone-built with a wooden ridge roof. The interior south wall is adorned with a large fresco depicting the saint on horseback, slaying a dragon with his lance. In the chapel courtyard, there's a large round stone with a hole in the middle. Many Christians who experience health problems pass through the hole, believing that St. George will intercede with God on their behalf and their problem will be overcome. The saint's memory is honoured on the 23rd of April and on the 3rd of November. Panaia du Cambu. The church of Panaia du Cambu is situated in the western part of the village. Medieval records refer to it as Nostra Dame des Campos, that is, Our Lady of the Plain, as it's associated with the plain of Chirokitia, a strategic area for the defence of the island in medieval times, which in 1269 had been granted to the Knights of St. John by King Hugo III. Subsequently, the area passed under the ownership of the Templars, who were credited with the construction of the fortified tower located to the northeast of the church. The tower, the church and the land reverted to the jurisdiction of the Knights of St. John in 1313. In its main phase, the church is of the domed inscribed cross type. It has an overall length of 13.2 metres, of which 4.2 metres are taken up by the nave, a later addition to the west side. The initial length was approximately 9 metres, without the 2.8 metre projecting semicircular apse. The width was 6 metres. The outer perimeter of the apse preserves 2 even older consecutive phases of polygonal apses, which belong to earlier architectural and structural phases. The oldest belongs to a 3-aisle church with inscribed lateral apses, most probably dating from the end of the 6th or the beginning of the 7th century. The precise architectural type has not yet been defined. It had outbuildings both on the north and the south sides, of which the south side one seemed to be of a funerary character. During the Arab raids, after the mid-7th century, the church was limited to the central nave of the initial phase, exploiting the existing apse with minor modifications. The facades of the church were dressed with large limestone slabs, which created the impression of a strong structure, but they were just a siding. The small single-aisled and possibly domed church collapsed, probably in the mid-8th century, as a result of a powerful earthquake, and the site was abandoned for some time. Using the material lying around, it was reconstructed as a domed inscribed cross at the end of the 10th century, in all likelihood shortly after the end of the Arab raids. Towards the end of the 15th century or the beginning of the 16th, the church was expanded to the west and received new painted ornamentation, which preserves the dates 1509 and 1514. A very characteristic part of that phase is the western pointed arch gate with a finial in the form of a human face surrounded by vine leaves, a design which has been identified with the Frankish tête de feuille, foliate head or green man. The perimeter of the church was used for burials, some of which disturbed the earlier strata of the Byzantine period, whereas to the west, a courtyard was formed with cloisters on the north and east sides. The foundations of an oil press were uncovered at the northwestern extremity of the compound. Two layers of murals are preserved in the church. The first layer murals are not visible, whereas the second layer ones belong to different periods and are the works of different painters. These murals, as well as those adorning the arches of the eastern section, display Western influence. On the arch there is a mural depicting Platitera, that is the Theotokos, more spacious than the heavens, since she contained the creator of the universe in her womb. Flanked by the archangels, and below it the communion of the apostles. Four hierarchs and the head of a saint are depicted on the upper part of the semicircular wall of the arch. According to the priest of the church, all frescoes were covered by salt deposits, soot, and lime wash. The apex of the dome preserves a part of the Pantocrator image, whereas on the drum we see standing prophets. A large part of the spherical triangles of the dome is taken up by the evangelists. Small parts of murals have been painted on other parts of the church. One of the most important murals in the church is the one depicting St. George. It is on the blind arch of the northern wall, a part of the initial church, and is preserved in good repair. It is surrounded by scenes of the saint's martyrdom. It is a votive mural, painted by an icon painter by the name of Simeon. The style indicates that it was not the work of Simeon Axentis. It was painted in 1509 and financed by a certain Savas and his family. The other votive mural is on the newer blind arch, which supports the western part of the dome and depicts St. Elarion. On the lintel of this arch, there's a dedicative inscription, as well as the date 1552.